Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. I'm putting that Pender poll up in just a minute. The Jake Myers, should Jake Myers be in? A lot of people weighing in on that. We'll read the text in just a bit. Story that I got, Seth, as you know, I get several emails a day from People Magazine. It's my way of staying connected to pop culture. And yesterday, one of the emails I got had a juicy headline that that told us there was a bit of a dust-up between Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's current girlfriend, and the name of his ex-girlfriend.
Linda Holiday.
Linda Holiday, thank you. Yeah, God, I always want to call her Lindsay Holiday. Linda Holiday, his ex-girlfriend, there was an incident at a Nantucket Christmas party back in December of 2024. According to an insider source, Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, had an extremely tense run-in with Belichick's ex, Linda Holiday, at a Nantucket party last December, and Hudson's night ended when she was asked to leave the event. The recent Miss Maine contestant, currently 24 years old, and Holiday, who dated Belichick for 16 years, and we should point out that Belichick met Jordan Hudson while he was still dating Linda Holiday.
Yeah.
Back when she was 19 years old, Jordan Hudson, and somewhere along the way, the Holiday relationship fizzled, and then in September of 2023, lo and behold, all of a sudden Jordan Hudson is around Bill Belichick all the time. So that should be pointed out. I'm guessing the two I'm guessing they're not very fond of each other, especially based on what we're about to read. They encountered each other on December 6th at the local Dreamland Stroll Party on Nantucket, which was DJed by Holiday's two daughters, Ashley and Kat Hess. They're twins. A source tells People that Hudson and Holiday exchanged in a, quote, verbal incident waged with harsh words. This is what the insider said. It was very uncomfortable. There was a lot being exchanged between them. It was very aggressive behavior. They add that while Hudson didn't instigate any actions with Holiday's circle, the former cheerleader fielded comments throughout the evening, whatever the hell that means.
It sounded like people were walking up to her and saying, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And the way the article is written, it sounds like it was done in an aggressive tone.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing here?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Or at least passive aggressive. Yeah.
This is when I run this through the psycho chick forensics test.
Yeah.
This is where it takes a hard right turn. Had Jordan Hudson been there with Bill Belichick at this Nantucket strolling through town Christmas lights deal with music playing and whatnot, I would have been like, all right, well, that's just a couple they happen to be at a party. They're going to run into each other. Bill Belichick was absent from the event.
Yeah.
Though the couple otherwise, quote, had a really nice weekend with good friends. So apparently Belichick was on Nantucket somewhere. But Jordan Hudson went to this event. It would appear
where Linda Holiday's daughters were DJing.
Were DJing, so you know Linda Holiday is going to be there.
Yeah.
Jordan Hudson goes to this event by herself.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like, unless she
that
went.
It feels like stirring up some drama.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
It does.
Feels like a flex, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And a messed up one at that.
Yes.
That's like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to show up where his ex is and just let her know what she's dealing with.
And this is where the part where it says that there's a verbal incident. It was very uncomfortable. There's a lot being exchanged. It was very aggressive behavior. The part where it says they add that while Hudson didn't instigate any interactions with Holiday's circle, I think this is my feel just reading what we know from this article. her showing up kind of instigates the interactions, just being there by herself, does it not?
Yeah, it does.
It's a little Southern belle to say, well, I didn't instigate anything.
Yeah, and then completely irresponsibly kind of speculating about it. I envision Jordan Hudson just like standing across the room and just staring at Linda Holiday or something. Or just kind of, a little bit of the Southern belle action.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, well, I just thought that this was a, I'm sorry, I thought I was going to help out your cause, which is probably, I don't know, in Nantucket, it's probably a charity for kids whose parents make less than $300,000 a year or something. All these poor children who are merely upper middle class.
All the poor.
And I don't even know how they're gonna pay for their debutante balls.
All those poor who go to the worst of the private schools. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
as far as I can tell, it's not. Now, the one thing I wondered is it for charity or something? And it doesn't look like it's for charity from the website that I'm looking at.
Yeah,
least.
They've got the People Magazine article or the online article put a link to the promotional image for this thing, and it looks like it's just a pleasant stroll. Like, you know what it feels like, Seth? It feels like you ever been up in the Heights where they have the night where you walk. It might be more than one night where you walk through and you see everybody's Christmas lights.
Yeah.
It feels like that, but like in the center of the town where music is playing instead.
Like a street party type of thing.
Yeah. It was on December 6th, so all the lights are up. It's Nantucket, you know. It's
$45 admission for the general public.
Oh, wow.
But it's Jennifer Hudson showing up alone is the thing.
Jordan Hudson.
That's showing up alone. It's one thing if you're with a few people or something. Well, we were planning on doing this. I didn't know that you were going to be here. Sorry, Linda. All right.
That's the key. That is the key, because all it says is Belichick was absent.
Yeah.
If that could mean she went with a couple of if she went there with a couple of friends, it's a little less psychotic. Mm-hmm. It's still somewhat psychotic. If she went there with Belichick, I'm just going to write it off as Belichick being like, "Hey, this is something I go to every year. Linda doesn't own this event. I'm going to go to this event," which is fine. You're kind of setting your boundaries or whatnot. If she went there by herself just to stroll this event, knowing that the ex is going to be there, and she ended up not avoiding her. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like they're, boy.
Yeah, she didn't try to. It was conspicuous enough, and I guess it's a small enough deal that people were asking her, "What is she doing here?"
She probably these are texts coming in. She probably showed up in her slinky dress to just go look at what. He's to show Linda Holiday what Belichick is getting now.
Oh, God. I'm glad I'm not Linda Holiday for so many reasons, especially this.
There once was a man from Nantucket who saw a 19-year-old girl and replaced her. Okay, dot, dot, dot is what it said. They didn't go on with the limerick. They didn't go the whole way with it. So there you go. Man, we're all the way down the rabbit hole with this Belichick, Jordan Hudson
That's
stuff.
Okay, let's say for the sake of argument that Jordan Hudson is truly indeed psychotic or like a psycho relationship person.
Yeah.
Let's call him a psycho chick, psycho boyfriend. I'm not making this gender specific, but she happens to be a psycho chick. It's one of the hardest things to convince your friend of or your father of that they're dating a psycho.
That's kind of what it looks like right now,
that's
too.
That's the battle
right?
that I think some people in Belichick's inner circle might be facing now is that you try to. And you know it's dicey because then all of a sudden when your friend is under the influence of a psycho chick that they end up distancing themselves from you.
Yes.
And you're cut out completely.
Yep.
And you can't talk any sense to him.
Yep.
Belichick doesn't seem like the kind of guy that calls up, you know, a close friend who's like, "Hey, you know, I just I've been really, really feel like I'm kind of upside down on all this. Can you speak some sense to me about my psychotic 24-year-old girlfriend.
I don't see that happening, yeah. What happens first? We have odds on this now. What happens first? North Carolina wins the ACC under Belichick, or Belichick knocks up Jordan Hudson? And knocks up Jordan Hudson is a massive favorite right now.
Well, Bob Kraft already has a, you know, his maybe. Formerly younger girlfriend who has a baby that Bob Kraft is helping take care of.
Right.
But no, it's not my baby. Yeah.
I just made air quotes to Seth for those listening on the radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, Belichick's learned from the very best when it comes to this kind of dodgy behavior out of his mentor, Bob Kraft.
That's true.
Yeah. I would say it's all but certainty that he knocks her up. If he's still capable, I'm going to do the reverse psychology on him. Hey, Bill, are you even still capable?
Oh, talking. Yeah.
Can you even knock up your young girlfriend?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. All right. And then the other bet. UNC win total versus baby weight of their baby. Win total. So 7.5 is UNC's win total right now. So is
which
the baby.
Genetics win out? She's got kind of a bird-like physique versus Belichick's kind of stocky. I don't know. He feels like an iron worker almost.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go over. You know, she's younger, so it'll probably make it full term. And well, I'm gonna go over 7.5, assuming that she gets knocked up in this whole thing. Boy, the Jake Myers texts are rolling in. Payne and Pendergast with you here on Sports Radio 610. We did a circle of trust in the 7 o'clock hour that didn't include Jake Myers. Seth voted yes. I voted no. Our producer, Ben Gary, broke the tie and voted no. No more circle of trust. I take away y'all's authority over the circle of trust. I'd never agreed with a single one of them. Neither one of you have ever played sports. Okay, I think that's a joke.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the. I think this is the key here. Do these Myers lovers not get that the circle of trust is for people to trust you to keep delivering here moving forward? And that's the it's not what he's done. Seth, who voted yes, I don't think is looking at, well, I'm giving it to him as a participation ribbon for his 902 OPS or whatever right now.
Right, right.
You actually legitimately trust him when he comes to play.
I feel like he made changes in the offseason that showed up in spring training, and that this is more sustainable than we saw at this point last year, his numbers were actually better than they are now.
Yeah.
So, like, for people who are castigating poor Sean Pendergast and Ben Gary, I would say, look, the only way that you can say that they're wrong to not put him in the circle of trust is if you yourself had nothing but complete and total trust in Jake Myers in September last year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I defy you to show me proof that you were.
No.
Yeah.
If I had a circle of trust over people picking the circle of trust, you guys would not be in my circle of trust. It says you would not be, so I shouldn't say you guys. It's probably me. You would not be in my circle of trust. This is the first time anyone other than his parents have cared this much about Jake Myers playing baseball. That's not true at all. We're in 2025. He's been a thing since 2021, and the Astros have handed him the center field job more often than not. When he's come into a season healthy, he's been the center fielder. That's been a guy where, you know what that's been, Seth? That's been a year-over-year-over-year version of what we complained the Texans' offensive line being going into last year's training camp.
Yeah.
Which is Jake Myers getting handed – now, maybe it's because they don't have a whole lot of choices because they've spent their money in other places, but you do have more than Jake Myers that can play center field on this roster coming into the year. But he got handed the center field job this year. Now, to his credit, he has backed it up so far. I'm skeptical that it's going to continue to get backed up. But he's.
I feel like a lot of the people that are upset with you for excluding Jake Meyers from the Circle of Trust were whole hog into Chaz McCormick over Jake Meyers a couple
of years ago. At some point, right.
Following in the early in 2023, they couldn't believe they weren't putting all of their faith into Chaz McCormick. These bastards. Yep. I hate them.
Yep. No, you guys got it right. Meyers hasn't been consistent, and Altuve should be playing better because he's Altuve. So we got it right. They're saying we got it right with leaving them both out right now. That's the first one I've gotten that agrees with me on Meyers. So thank you, sir, ma'am.
What do you think ultimately with Belichick? Just to go back to Belichick real quickly.
Yeah.
Do you just ultimately, no over-under on this or anything, do you think that he'll end up, by the time he leaves UNC, that it will have been a successful hire? Whatever you define success as, do you think it will have been a good hire?
No.
Yeah.
No. I think deep down he wants to go back to the NFL. I think this Hudson thing is still a weird thing that looms over the program. I think it's still North Carolina. It's a good program. It's not a marquee program. Now Mack Brown went on a podcast yesterday, or the audio dropped yesterday, and I don't know, maybe this changes my mind a little bit. Ben, let's do Mack Brown 2 here. Mack Brown points this out. Mack Brown, who, of course, Belichick just replaced at North Carolina. That was Mack Brown's second stint at North Carolina. He was there for this time around about 5 or 6 years. Good record, not great record. Put a lot of guys into the NFL. Here was Mack Brown yesterday on how he thinks Bill Belichick is going to do.
As far as North Carolina and Bill Belichick, now he's arguably the best coach ever. They've committed money to it. They've helped them with academics. They've lowered those standards some, so there's absolutely no reason that they shouldn't be successful. And anymore, they've changed the roster. I think they've signed maybe 60-something new transfers. So you've got a chance to succeed at the highest level, and I expect them to do that, and I'm proud for them.
Okay, and Mack Brown had also said in that interview, like he talked about Omarion Hampton, the running back who just got drafted by the Chargers, how he was offered – Hampton was offered $1 million a year ago or 2 years ago to go to some SEC school, big NIL package. He chose to stay at North Carolina for $300,000. You know, Mack Brown talked also about how he had to find kids where money wasn't quite as important, maybe recruit families that had money because North Carolina wasn't investing the money to do all the NIL stuff. It sounds like Belichick is getting that sort of support from the administration, which would be frustrating to me if I were Mack Brown, but whatever. The big thing for me, Seth, the same thing that drove guys like Nick Saban and Roy Williams in college and Jay Wright in college to where they're just kind of throwing, and Mack Brown to a degree, where they're just kind of throwing their hands. I'm going, I just don't feel like dealing with kids with their hand out at 18 years old asking me for another $200,000 at the end of the year. You know, like,
well, and it's a completely different environment with the transfer portal, with or without the money. Just the amount of turnover, everything is just so much different coaching college football now than it was a few years ago.
Saban didn't want to do it. You're telling me Belichick is going to want to do it? That's the part I'm most skeptical about. Like, he'll win games at North Carolina, but as far as the success, I think they're paying him $10 million a year, and they're investing in the program. Success is them getting into the playoff conversation.
I would say them, but for them, if being a consistently 10-plus win team is going to be a vast improvement.
That'd be success. That would get them in the conversation.
That would be success.
Yeah.
So I think it is going to be successful because everything that you just said about the college coaches who don't want to coach in this environment anymore, this is exactly the environment that Bill Belichick has always operated in pro football. Constant roster churn. Everybody's on a one-year deal, basically. Like this, it's not like Belichick is coming in and thinking, well, this is different than the way I've been doing it for coaching college football forever. It's a fresh, clean slate for him.
That's fair, and you're right. He has operated in a much more similar ecosystem than Mack Brown or Saban or anybody who's been all in college for most of their careers, certainly recently. I think about the Nico Iamalieva thing and a kid just bailing at the end of spring practice. Like, there's no guardrails on this thing right now. Like, kids do.
But every other coach is dealing with that too.
No, I get it. I just wonder if he's like, he could be like, I could be in my beach house at Nantes. I'm not talking about it as a competitive disadvantage.
Yeah.
I'm talking about is he disillusioned by the whole thing? Does he want to?
Right.
I think there's a better chance that he that it doesn't, it's not a success because he just bails on college football, then North Carolina's bad at football. Like, I think he could be 2 years in and going, man, I want to get back to the NFL, you know?
I think for Belichick, like, one thing he did really well in the NFL was adapt to the changing times and circumstances. That was one of the most impressive things they did offensively, was changing every single year exactly what type of an offense they're going to be. And that, like, rolling with the punches and adapting to the way the game is changing, I feel like that's always been one of his stronger suits above and beyond the X's and O's. So I guess I'm more optimistic that he looks at all of that stuff that you just cited as a challenge and an opportunity. That, okay, yeah, things are different. And, you know, when that's when there's a lot of opportunity. When things change and some teams are ready for and some aren't. And to have 50-plus transfers for UNC when the year before they had 18 transfers.
Yeah.
Like, that's rolling with the changing times and doing things differently.
I get that. No, I get that. That makes sense. Like, Belichick's ability to handle this environment, his ability, if he chooses to stay in it, to thrive in it, I would bet on more than most other college coaches. I am curious, at age 73, with a 24-year-old girlfriend and a house on Nantucket and a desire possibly to go back to the NFL, if he's just going to look around and go, there's something out there that's bad. Plus, he was pretty good in media, too. He can go make $10 million bucks doing media tomorrow if he wants to, you know? So that'll be interesting to see, man.
I don't think there's a Jimmy Johnson future for him. I don't think that he could ever be happy. That's the extreme end where Jimmy Johnson is just going living on his boat, fishing and drinking every day, and then showing up to do TV once a week.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's. I think he's like Belichick. I feel like Belichick is going to retire, and then 6 months later, we'll get the obituary.
Yeah, Bear Bryant style. I could see that. All right, Payne and Pendergast. The Astros are playing the Mariners this weekend, 4-game set. I think this is worthy of 5 Reasons I Hate You. 5 Reasons I Hate You, Seattle Mariners version, is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.